to inspire and reward
billions of business souls
to gamify their life,
to share products and services
they care deeply about,
so they experience
the magical power
of referral marketing.
Welcome to the next episode of the Naxxon Podcast. I'm Gail, and I'm here with CEO Ben Dixon. And today we're going to have an insightful episode where we'll discuss the 5 must-have features in referral marketing software. So whether you're an industry veteran or just starting your journey, this episode is packed with valuable information that you wouldn't want to miss. So I'll hand it off to Sir Ben to start off the discussion. What are the 5 must-haves?
Well, Gail, thank you so much for inviting me out to the podcast today. Very excited to be on this session. You know, I love this episode of this idea of the 5 must-haves, because so many times when you dig into referral marketing software, a lot of people think about only one thing and one thing only. And right. So the first is this idea of commission tracking, right? It's the default thought of anyone who's looking at referral marketing software. They're saying, well, we want referral marketing software so we can track commissions for our independent promoters, our affiliates, our ambassadors, our distributors at our company. And the truth is, today you need way more than just commission tracking to make it in the marketplace. Today you're competing with the gig economy. You're competing with really innovative companies all over the space who are doing more to make it easier for your affiliates to win. And so as we talk about some of these things today, I want you to imagine the idea of removing friction from the process. Okay, what makes a solid referral marketing platform today isn't just, ooh, it tracks commissions so you can pay commissions properly, but it's a system that removes friction from the user experience of being an affiliate or being an ambassador or being a promoter of the company. And so with that frame in mind, let's talk about the first thing that I think is very, so number 2 after commission tracking, that should be your second must have. And that's compliant marketing tools. You can't expect and be successful every single affiliate that comes and promotes your company to be a copywriter or a social media marketing expert or an expert salesperson. Usually this person is just a fan of your company's products and services. And if you want them to be successful sharing your products and services with others, you better give them compliant marketing tools. So you want to model the appropriate behavior for them to be sharing your products and services. So, and that's beyond just a replicated website today, gang. There's replicated landing pages. There's done for you shareable content. Epitome of like what's modern right now and what's working in the space is actually the third feature we'll talk about in the article we'll attach below as well in this podcast. And that's predictive actions. So there's actual predictive action engines today that are these algorithms that feel like a top salesperson sitting next to the newest person on the team suggesting what to do next. So it's not enough to just give them compliant marketing tools and the content to share. It's then these systems that are smart that actually feel like a leader sitting next to you suggesting when to share each of those compliant things with people in your lives. And so, you know, Gail and I had the opportunity to host a DSCF event where we're talking about some of the predictive apps that are in the space that make it easy for you to model compliant behavior. And predictive applications has been a part of the Naxxon portfolio for the last 5 years. And it's the core reason lots of people come to our systems. And so when you think of 5 must-haves in a system today, yeah, commission tracking, apply marketing tools, predictive apps. And then the fourth one I'd say is that not everyone buys on the first exposure to someone's story, right? Whether it's video or video sales letters. And so we're still seeing webinar experiences play a key role in maximizing your ability to close a business in any sales process. So if someone watches one of your videos on social media and then comes to your website but doesn't check out or goes through one of your landing pages and learns about an opportunity to promote with you but doesn't enroll, what do you do next? And we've had a lot of success with companies building these replicated live stream channels where it's coded to each and every single different promoter. So it's not creating a culture of let's do thousands of live streams from thousands of different promoters each week. It's, hey, let's have a calendar of maybe one event a day that happens or 2 events a week that happen. But each ambassador, each promoter gets their own link to promote that event. So the software is intelligent enough to know who invited who, which allows you and your leadership team to close on behalf of the people who've invited a guest. And so rounding up these systems today, gang, That's the tool, the platform that we see maximizing your value is you're giving them predictive apps that allow them to invite and share with their friends and create relationships. And then for people who have taken a look at your products, have taken a look at your opportunity, but haven't moved forward, they can then follow up with that second exposure that's really, really human. You know, it's that replicated webinar where people can feel the team members and who they are and understand the story and make a decision for themselves inside of the system. And then the last thing I'd share is this idea of having insight platforms for your data. You know, years ago, people would think, mostly in transactional data, what we call transactional data. So things like sales, subscriptions, enrollments, and try to make decisions of growing the company just off of that information. And the truth is, it's not enough information to grow a company today. There's all types of leading indicators you should be tracking in your business, like webinar opt-ins, landing page opt-ins, samples handed out, and shopping cart visitors. And then there's the things that create your leading indicators. So we call them predictive actions, what text messages people are sending, what posts on social media they're making, what phone calls they're making that are actually getting people to your website. And so today there's actual insight tools that you can have inside of referral marketing platforms that show you not just transactional data that's like sales, subscriptions, and enrollments. You can see the entire process of your business, of what people are doing to get folks to learn about your business, what's working to convert them into a sale, and what does that pipeline look like? And it's the companies who use this type of information that have a real edge over their peers. You know, you may wonder why, oh, our products are superior to XYZ company. Why are they dominating us in the marketplace? Your product, and it's yummy, and it tastes good, and it works, but you know, they have a product that's yummy, and it's not quite as good as yours, but they're kicking your butt. So what's different? Well, maybe you're old school. Maybe you're still running on some kind of a first-gen referral marketing system in the space where all you get to see is sales, enrollments, subscriptions, you know, lifetime value of a customer, transactional data numbers, and you don't really get to see any leading indicators or any predictive actions to make decisions. If that's you, you know, you're stuck. You know, one of the things I'll ask Gail to do in the show notes, we released a report back in January that lots of direct selling executives have just had an incredible response to, both from really small companies and huge companies in our space. Some of our literally top 10 brands in the entire direct selling space have had wonderful and just great feedback to share on this report. It's called the Science of Viral Referral Marketing, and it unpacks this idea of generations of referral marketing technology. It'd be a perfect next step to you. If you're listening to the podcast today and you have not yet gotten a chance to go through that report, what we'll do is we'll put a link in the show notes for you to be able to book a time to meet with our team and see that report. We'll put even a link to a little 9-minute overview of that report as well, so you can get access to that. Gail, thank you so much for having me here on the podcast today. It's always just a pleasure and an honor to be on. So grateful for you and all you do to curate content for our industry and for our company. Grateful and always love working with you. So thank you so much for having me out on the show today, Gail.
Of course. Thank you to everybody who's listening. Thank you to Sir Ben for sharing your insights. And again, in this episode of the Naxa podcast, we explore the 5 must-have features in referral marketing software. So it happens that it's all in our Unify platform. And we discussed the importance of commission tracking for transparency and motivation, compliant marketing tools to ensure adherence to industry regulations, and predictive actions for leveraging advanced analytics, replicated webinars to foster collaboration and growth, and insight platforms for data-driven decision-making. And all of these things are important to, again, remove friction from the process. Now, thank you again for listening to the Naxum podcast. You can find us on Spotify, on Anchor FM, on Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. And we also do live streams every Wednesday on the Naxum Facebook page and LinkedIn. We will go ahead and you can also check out the notes, and we'll show you all the links that Sir Ben discussed today. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a great rest of your day. Bye, everybody.
Thank you. Bye for now.